thanks for choosing GoldSeek.com Radio as a trusted business and investing news source.
It's a pleasure to welcome to the show today, Arch Crawford. Arch has been at the helm of Crawford Perspectives for going on half a century. Welcome back, Arch Crawford.
Oh, thank you.
42 years this May, and close to one of our favorite locations at our Ancient Artifacts Preservation Society, Sedona, Arizona. Tell us about this remarkable land in which you relocated and now call home.
Well, I'm in Tucson, which is, we get up there quite rarely. Of course, we've done it a few times over the 20 years I've been here.
Yeah, it's a pilgrimage, isn't it? I mean, it's such a remarkable area. Yeah, let's jump right into the markets. We had the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 hit all-time record highs, just glorious breakouts from a long consolidation. The NASDAQ over 8,300, well over 30% above the year 2000 peak. Of course, that's in nominal terms.
The thing is, all these have hit the higher highs. The momentum is poor. And actually giving sell signals, several of them already, just because the momentum slows down, it gives a sell signal on the MACD, and then sort of sideways is a little bit, doesn't lose ground much, and then goes to another slightly higher high. So I don't think the action is very dynamic at all.
We're calling now for a minimum target of 10,000 on NASDAQ in the next 12 months. Your thoughts on that target?
I think we're topping around Labor Day, and we'll be down hard in January.
Okay, can you give us some of your data that's supporting that idea?
The eclipse series in October looks fairly rough, too. The Mars-Uranus crash cycle, every crash that has occurred the last 110 years has occurred in the same 40% of the relationship of Mars to Uranus. But that happens every 2 years, and we certainly don't get any crash every 2 years. It's just that you require like a technical setup in addition to that portion of the cycle. And we are long overdue. I mean, we've got this expansion going there, the longest in history. And that was because of how slow it came out of the crash period in 08 has caused it to last longer because it was so slow. I think the Obama administration had put in so many restrictions on the free use of capitalism that it slowed things down considerably, and he was even saying you can't have more than 2% growth anymore. And of course, Trump got in and he relieved us of some of those restrictions that were anti-capitalist. And of course, markets took off and the economy took off, and we had the lowest unemployment. So it's worked out fairly well, despite what people say about him personally.
I do have to note, as a trained economist, I can tell you that the current administration, I think, has done much to resolve the Smoot-Hawley Act hypothesis that during the Great Depression, it was the tariffs and trade barriers that were at the heart of the economic downturn, you know, the horrendous Great Depression, and the over 25 years, as I know you know, for the market to have a nominal recovery from that 1929-1930s peak and trough.
We're nowhere near inflation adjusted.
Yeah, exactly. What I find fascinating is how everyone was bracing, I say everyone, much of the pundits online and the blogosphere and others, well, even within the mainstream, for an economic collapse following these trade barriers. But it turned out to be a non-event, I think. We think part of that is the marginal size of these trade barriers on our largest trade partner, of course, Beijing. And I would also point out that you might recall the Canadian lumber tax actually increased the price of a home, new home construction, by approximately 11%, at least temporarily. So, I mean, there was some impact there. But on the whole, it seems to have been quite U.S. friendly. I mean, at least if we use the stock market as a barometer, as I think many, many people do, a six-month forward-looking barometer.
Another negative on the intermediate term is that the most of the gain this year has been from five stocks.
You say on five stocks?
Five stocks.
So are we referring to then the FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, and some people toss in Netflix in there and a few others? Well, at least two of those are favorites here of my Alpha Stocks newsletter, and they've done remarkably well. And one of our picks this week, incidentally.
Well, Amazon has the greater capitalization, I think. It's over $1 trillion. I think it's the only one over. Well, there may be two of them now that over.
You know, Bezos has really positioned them in Amazon in so many different ways to dominate global retailing now, especially domestic retailing. There's so much going on there. I don't see how any institution or money manager could afford not to have some exposure to Amazon. So as long as he remains, you know, the Teflon Don of that online retailing space, you're concerned about the breadth. You think the breadth of the market is just not sustainable.
Right.
We're looking at the buybacks. So are you keeping an eye on the just record number of amount of money flowing in? And then, of course, with the lower debt, with rates, of course, dropping this week at the Fed, probably beginning a new downward cycle, against that backdrop of free money now or cheaper money entering the market. I mean, these companies, they can continue buying back their shares by issuing virtually free debt on the market. Do you have any comments there?
Yeah, I think we're getting pretty much out of line again. But the thing that saved us was the huge, huge QEs, where trillions of dollars were pumped into the world's economies. I think Japan was in it, Europe was in it, we were in it, the typical trilateral group were all pumping like madmen, and a lot of that never got into the public, but it did make it, things like stocks and a lot of other instruments have gone way beyond what could reasonably be considered.
Well, it certainly does seem to echo what we saw in the late 90s. I think you'd probably agree. I mean, we're seeing an unbelievably favorable business environment. We certainly had at the time. We also had, of course, we're on the coattails of military victory, you know, in the early 1990s, or let's just say it was a strategic locational victory from a military perspective to secure, just to keep that safe, to police that area. So I think at least the markets, I'm not saying personally, but the markets viewed that as a positive for the Western world. At the heart of our economic miracle here is inexpensive petroleum. Although we are one of the world's biggest producers, as is Russia, we rely heavily on exports from oil-producing nations. You know, that clearly led to this in part, and then the technological revolutions that were underway in Renaissance in Silicon Valley spread all over the world. So that certainly helped, too. Now we're kind of on the cusp of a completely different situation, but the markets look equally lofty. And you seem to think that that's just going to end this year, then. Okay, great. Let's move on, then, to the precious metals and commodities. Any thoughts there? We've had a remarkable turnaround. Of course, silver reached a 95 level on the gold-to-silver ratio. That's a stunning discrepancy between what was traditionally around 20 to 1 or lower. So we saw a big bargain opportunity there. Any thoughts in the area and on the remarkable breakouts in the XAU?
Specifically, in our June 3rd newsletter, I wrote that the gold, this is the first significant gold buy that we have had in several years, and add to positions now, June the 3rd, and that was before any kind of breakout.
That's impressive because it certainly was ahead of the curve. I think everyone would have, yeah, and we're hearing calls now for 1,500, and once we eclipse that, it's upwards and onwards, as they say.
Upside that could carry into the
thousands. That's going to be music to our listeners' ears. Arch, thanks so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
The blockchain revolution is transforming the global arena, disrupting every industry in its path. GoldSeek.com is excited to introduce an off-the-chain opportunity in digital gold and silver from our friends at Atmex and Sprott.com. OneGold holds physical gold and silver metals at the Royal Canadian Mint, the first online marketplace to offer secure and convenient buying, selling, and redemption of digital precious metals. OneGold uses VaultChain, a secure, immutable blockchain ledger developed by Tradewind Markets, the leading innovator in digital precious metals distributed ledger and blockchain technology. VaultChain. Gold and silver are 100% redeemable through OneGold for physical precious metals delivered to customers' doors in any size at competitive prices and low transaction storage costs. As a special offer and for a limited time only, OneGold is offering gold and silver at spot price with no additional premiums. OneGold.com is secure and accessible 24/7 on any device, offering convenient purchases and sales of precious metals. Easy recurring transactions make passive saving and gold dollar cost averaging as easy as a single mouse click. VaultChain offers the best tier pricing on AppMex products, setting the industry standard as a fully backed physical asset with easy redemption in coins, rounds, or bars, offering clients peace of mind and full transparency. Don't get left behind. Remember to bookmark OneGold.com for the safest and most convenient digital precious metals today. Remember, OneGold.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.
Shopping for fine jewelry just got easier. GoldSeek.com has identified the most successful jewelry brand to launch in recent times. Many Jewelry is rewriting the way consumers buy fine jewelry. Integrity Craftsmanship, the only company to sell 24-karat gold and platinum jewelry, avoiding confusing alloys and gems, a true precious metals investment. Many Jewelry's disruptive business model embraces Franco-American craftsmanship and direct-to-consumer economics, rapidly disrupting the $20 billion monopoly, just like Amazon and Uber. The sky is the limit with $1 billion of jewelry purchases daily for loved ones and those special occasions. Many Jewelry is an innovator positioned to capture market share, with annual sales growth in the industry topping $30 billion by 2021. Many Jewelry coined the term investment jewelry, pricing by the gram, transparently disclosing its profit margins, a truer investment in pure gold or platinum. Similar to real estate, even artwork, Many Jewelry has a weighted value easily calculated, ensuring value wealth as a long-term investment. With sales in 60 countries around the globe, 20,000 orders already, don't miss out on the explosive growth potential. Many Jewelry trades under the symbols MENE on the Toronto Exchange, and in the US, MENEF. Remember to sign up to Many's Shareholder Club to receive shareholder news, updates, and special discount codes for jewelry purchases. Remember, Many Jewelry.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.